Hey there, fabulous listeners. You're tuned in to an episode of the Planner Girl Playbook. I'm Daniela, your host and the proud creator of pixelplannergirl.com. In this series, we dive into the thrilling world of business. Get ready to uncover innovative strategies and discover valuable tips that will elevate your business to new heights. Today, we're jumping into a segment of our series all about how to rapidly boost your cash flow when in a financial crunch. So let's get started. Today's topic, reimagine your budget. Reorganize, reduce, and eliminate. If you tuned into our last episode, you've successfully set up your budget. If you haven't created one yet, no worries. Just hop over to our shop and grab our budget Google Sheet template. Let's say that you reviewed all your income and expenses. You should have a fantastic, clearer picture of your financial situation. Let's get excited about what comes next. Now, you can work to reorganize, reduce, and even eliminate things from your budget for survival during your financial crunch. As you go through this process, you're going to be creating cash to use for living and getting by in the most beneficial and healthy manner for your situation. Set up your income and expenses to focus on the income you know for sure you're going to have and the expenses you know for sure you must pay to keep a roof over your head. Food in your belly, and pay for life-extending mandatory medical care, like insulin for a person with diabetes. Organize your finances by prioritizing the income you can reliably expect and the essential expenses that are necessary for maintaining your basic needs, such as housing, nutrition, and critical medical treatments like insulin for individuals with diabetes. Here are some important things to include in your budget. Housing. Include whatever it costs you to live in your home beyond your rent or mortgage. You can get an idea of what you spend by looking at your bank statements. If you have a mortgage, you can call your company to find out if you can stop payments for a period and put them at the end of your loan. Eliminate private mortgage insurance if you paid off enough of your home, and find other measures to take to reduce the payment if you call your loan provider. Food. You'll want to set a fair budget for this if you've never budgeted before, as this is an area you can easily overspend. The USDA says that for a family of four to eat healthy food, it will cost between $150 and $300 per week. Food waste is a huge problem, so this is an area you can find savings. Transportation. If you need your vehicle to get to work and back, to the store and back, or other reasons, then you should keep it even during hard times, if possible. However, if you really don't use it or need it, you might want to consider selling it during a hard time to avoid the extra expenses. If you must have it, consider only buying value vehicles or used for cash that gets excellent gas mileage. Utilities. You have to pay your electric bill every month. You can get on a budget billing plan in some areas that make the bill more similar each month to help you in this area. You can use less power by insulating your home and cutting down how much heat and air conditioning you need. Include the internet as a utility if you need it for work, school, and communication with the world. Insurance. Health insurance, car insurance, home insurance, rental insurance, and so forth are all needed expenses that you should not cancel if you can avoid it. Instead, you can seek better deals. If you've had a reduction in income and are currently getting insurance through an Affordable Health Care Act exchange, contact them because you may be able to reduce your payments. Child care. If you have to pay for child care due to your job, this is also a need. If you only pay for it to give your child socialization, but you really don't need it, then it's a want. You may be able to talk to other parents in your area to work out a cooperative child care program to eliminate this very high expense. It works on a point system so that it's fair for everyone who participates. Minimum loan payments. If you have loans, especially unsecured credit card loans, you should switch to only minimum payments during any financial crisis to give yourself more cash for needs. If you're paying on student loans, you can call your loan provider and ask for a discount in payments or even a deferment to alleviate yourself from paying some loans temporarily. business expenses. If you have your own business, don't forget to figure out the minimum amount you need to keep your business going. You have software, banking, contractors, and so forth that are all required to keep your business healthy. Knowing what the minimum is that you need to keep your business running is essential. While reviewing your expenses, you'll instantly recognize which ones can be rearranged, trimmed down, or even cut out, at least for a little while, to help you navigate through this tight spot. You'll discover the magic number you need to hit to stay afloat during your financial crunch. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Planner Girl Playbook, only on Pixel Planner Girl Radio. I'm thrilled to help you get one step closer to mastering your finances. Be sure to check out our show schedule for exciting upcoming episodes. And don't miss out on signing up for our newsletter for fresh weekly updates. Can't wait to catch you next time.